Welcome to episode 107 of Anime NS. I'm TJ.
And I'm Sean.
And this is the review show that reviews anime from A to Z, sort of.
Alright guys, so last episode we spun the wheel for category N, got Ninja Resurrection, which is terrible. But let's get into it. It's an OVA series based on Futaro Yamada's novel, Makai Tensho. Although in a similar style and marketed to look very similar to Ninja Scroll, which is a film. It's also, I believe it's a video game. I don't really know. But it's not a sequel, and nor is it a prequel or anything to do with it. It came out in 1997. It's a two-episode OVA. The first episode was like 35 minutes, really like 30 minutes, because the intro was 5 minutes long. The second episode was 39 minutes, really like 34 minutes, because of the 5 minute intro. What was I going to say?
I don't know. I can't read your mind.
I think I pretty much already said it. People were confused because, like, a lot of the people that watched it were really confused because they thought it was related to Ninja Scroll and it wasn't. On top of that, it's mentioned in the wiki that it's left on a cliffhanger. It's only got the two OVA episodes. I'm assuming because it didn't do very well that they couldn't make any more.
Yeah, because it sucked.
Because it sucked. All right, so I guess we can get into it now.
Yep. So, Japanese Jesus is killed by...
Man, in the first 5 minutes before the intro is like a history lesson. It's just talking to you over Japanese art in the background. They're just preaching to you things that are happening in this period, those people. Very boring. Don't remember any of it.
Like, nothing happens for, like, the first 15 minutes.
Yes, but pretty close, sometime within the first 15, or right after the first 15 minutes, I would say, Japanese Jesus, who's a Japanese kid, probably 10, is shot by a bunch of people. For some reason.
Yeah.
And I really explained why, at least at the time. And the cross saved him. And then he held the cross up, and a beam of golden light came out of the cross. And now people start, maybe not worshipping him, but looking to him as their priest, their, you know, idol.
Japanese Jesus is born. This kid is definitely an allegory for Jesus Christ.
And it skips time. Now, the time in the film said the beginning took place at 1628, and then it time skipped when the boy did the golden light thingy to 1683. But I think that was a mix up. I think it was actually 1638.
Because they said it.
Yeah. They sort of fixed that later on, but they fucked that up. So it time skips to 1638. He's probably 20 something. And the Japanese people are trying to murder the 30 some odd thousand Christian people.
Yeah, no, and that's pretty much the first episode. It's the Japanese lord comes and they massacre all the Japanese people.
Yeah, I mean, they're just murdering all these people. And there's there's a little more than that. Jubei shows up towards the end.
Jubei-chan from, the lovely eye patch.
He's a guy in this iteration. Anyway. But he shows up and he says, I've been tasked by so-and-so to kill you, assuming that the so-and-so person is some person of authority in the Japanese government.
And then Japanese Jesus turns into a dragon. And
But he turns into a dragon after the guy that sort of runs the church kills two children and shows the heads of the children and sort of motions that Jubei killed the children.
Yeah, this show is...
Like little kids.
Like,
it's really f***ed up.
It's unnecessarily gory.
And only in, like, 3 moments.
And unnecessarily dark.
Out of nowhere. Like, it doesn't fit the tone of the show. And then people are being massacred.
And then the second episode does the same thing. 15 minutes in, it takes a turn, and then there's a whole minute rape scene.
Like, an intense rape scene. Dude's, like, into it. Like, really into raping this lady. And then he Superman nuts into her and kills her. Which is,
I think he actually stabbed her, but
they didn't show it.
I know they didn't show it. The only thing they showed was her tits and everything happening.
Yeah, they showed the tits, him licking it, him licking her ear, and then like it didn't show this part. It kind of panned to the background, but you know he's grunting and f***ing her. It didn't sound like he climaxed, but then blood and she's screaming. So I assumed he climaxed.
I mean, I'm sure he did, but I'm assuming he took a knife too at the same
Maybe, I don't know. He's pretty strong. He can jump on top of buildings and throw metal discs. Have the metal disc run through people, murder them, and then come back to them.
That was only after the Antichrist was born.
No. What my point is, though, like that. Well, that's true. Yeah, it's true. So maybe he wasn't powered up to be that strong.
No, not until the Antichrist shows up and expels himself from inside of a woman who was earlier fingered by a severed finger.
But before the Antichrist, his partner was being stabbed and murdered and his guts, he was using his guts to kill people. So I'm assuming they both had powers. At least minor powers at that point. Like this, so this he rapes the guy, right? And then his partner's like, oh, what's wrong with you? Why do you always like to do that? And he's like, what the f***? You did it yesterday. And he's like, oh, but not today. I'm not in the mood. I'm here to kill rats. And he starts murdering people. He goes to the city. People start stabbing him. His guts come out. And then he uses his guts to kill people. It's f***ing weird. But I'm assuming they both had powers at that point, because that was before the Antichrist was reborn.
Yes.
But before we go any further, because we're talking about the second episode, let's go back to the first episode and how the Antichrist even came to be.
So okay.
At the end of the first episode, Jubi-chan essentially, he cuts off the hands.
Before you go any further, its name's not actually Jubi-chan.
It's Jubi-chan.
It's Jube.
It's Jubi-chan.
In our canon, it's Jubi-chan.
Yes. Just like Goku was Munto last episode.
Exactly.
Or the episode before last episode. Anyway. So, towards the end of the first episode, or towards the very end, I should say, the whole team of ninjas are fighting the Japanese Jesus.
Japanese Jesus as a dragon.
As a dragon. But he's sort of like coming out of the head of the dragon with his hands, and he's fighting.
His torso is out. It's, you know, any body, like a human body on top of monster.
Gaara did it in Naruto.
Yeah, Dark Souls has a bunch of bosses like that too.
It's dumb. I hate it. But whatever. He's fighting Jubi-chan with his hands, and, you know, he's on the head of the dragon coming out of it. And everyone, all the other ninja team members are fighting the dragon, essentially. Anyway.
Technology is weird in this show, too.
Yeah, there's guns, there's artillery, but most people are using swords and knives. Anyway, Jubi-chan cuts his arms off, eventually...
You forgot Rocket Man, the Transformer.
Yeah. There's a guy with armor, and then the armor transforms him into a rocket, and he just blasts through people. And the dragon. But anyway, back to Jubi-chan. He cuts his hands off. Does he impale him with a sword? I don't know what he does, but he eventually kicks a Japanese Jesus into the burning building.
No. What happens is, they do cut his hands off, but he's still coming with a thing. So Jubi-chan raises the heads of the decapitated children.
Yes.
Which stuns them. Japanese Jesus pause, and then he throws his sword like Sean does in D&D.
Oh, yes. He threw his sword at him. That's what happened.
Because like Sean does in D&D games.
He did some coat action. He threw his sword into the Japanese Jesus, and the Japanese Jesus fell into the burning building. And then... The guy that was running the church, who's really evil, you knew from the first second that you saw him.
He's Satan.
He's bald, and he was menacingly laughing the first scene that you saw him in. So you know he's evil. Anyway, he's there with his daughter. He says that's his daughter. His daughter's probably 20, whatever. And he's like, oh, Japanese Jesus, reject your false god. Together we will make something far more powerful. And he cuts his finger off. His finger crawls like, what was that mun? Munster?
The thing. From Adam's Family.
That's it. The finger crawls like the thing. You guys probably know what that is. Google it, I guess. And crawls up his daughter's leg. And it's crawling up his leg, I'm like, oh, where's that finger going? Joking, thinking it's going to go in her mouth or something. No, that shit goes up her like, what the fuck? He just fingered his own daughter. And then she essentially rapes Japanese Jesus, because he's clearly not into it. His arms are cut off. He's got a sword that just impaled him.
And he's dying.
Bleeding everywhere and dying. And she's like tipping him, because the way that their bodies are lined up, she's not actually f***ing him. Her hips aren't on. I'm sorry, we have to get into it. It's part of the show. So she's tipping him while her father's finger's in her vagina.
There's also not a lot to talk about in the show.
Yeah, there's not a lot of dialogue. What little dialogue is there is pretty unnecessary.
But you predicted that, and then I predicted Antichrist bursting out of the woman's stomach, which
happened at the very end of the second episode.
Yeah, I'm like, what is going on? I didn't mean for you to do it, Joe.
It was weird.
It was very, very
towards weird. The end of the second episode.
I want to point out, just for continuity's sake, his name's not actually Japanese Jesus.
I don't know his name. It's Japanese Jesus now. If anyone ever watches this show again after they've seen this, he's referred to as Japanese Jesus. So at the end of the second episode, the moon aligns and Japanese Jesus is born.
Reborn.
Yeah,
as
like
the Antichrist.
A ghost type image comes out of her mouth, then gets sucked. And the ghost type image, when it comes out of her mouth, shows the cross, shows Japanese Jesus, shows the dragon, shows what evil form the finger from her dad was. I don't know. And then it goes back in her mouth. And then, like, just some weird shit happens. And he rips open her stomach and sort of steps out. But as he's doing it, he's ripping open her stomach and her chest. Her tits are flopping. He separated her chest. And it's just a weird image because her tits are being separated in that way. And it's just really weird. But there's lots of blood, lots of gore. And then as he steps out of her, his one leg was inside her arm. I just thought that was interesting. And it, like, broke through her arm. I don't know. And then he powers up all the bad ninjas that are there, and they go massacring people, just murdering people. And that's it.
And then it ends.
That's it. That's over. And there's nothing more to watch. It's left on a giant cliffhanger. That's what the wiki says. So I assume there's nothing left. I couldn't find any other, you know, continuation on it. I assume it did very poorly, and then they couldn't finish it.
Yeah, well, it makes sense it did very poorly. It was unnecessary.
I mean, there's one or two other small plot lines, like, he had a young girl and a boy he was training, and then she went off to some feudal Japan lord.
Which never came back.
It never came back. The feudal lord was gathering 8 women between ages 15 and, like, 42 to be married.
I don't know.
And then they never followed that plot at all. Now, I assume in the third episode that never got made, she would have been in that town that where people were being massacred. Right? I would assume that, but we don't know.
I don't know. This show is just unnecessary, honestly. I mean, there was no reason for any of it. And you couldn't follow anything.
There were way too many characters. Way too many characters. And they're all probably very important. But this is something a lot of these small OVAs or these small, like, 2-hour movie or 1-hour movie type TV shows that don't really have anything else to them to do. They give you a lot of bullshit information, a lot of characters, and there's no connection to any of them. Like, the rape scene was very graphic, and you said it should have left an impact, and it didn't. Why? Because the show's crazy enough as it is, and two, both the characters in the rape scene, the raper and the rapee, I don't think that sentence ever been made, they weren't important. We don't know who any of them were before that scene, so it's not that impactful. It's just terrible all around.
It's just, honestly, it feels like torture porn.
Yeah. But it's, again, the torture porn is so small in the show. Each show is probably 30 to 35 minutes, and the actual gory torturous part of it is probably 5 or 6 minutes in both episodes.
Right, because
it's very small.
But you can always tell, you can tell, just in the second episode, we knew exactly when the turn was coming.
The music turned, and they had it like 10-15 minutes of happy times, and then you just knew it was happening.
So it was predictable on top of everything else, which is not good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, we don't have anything else to say about this one.
Yeah, it's bad. Don't watch it. I'd probably give it a 3 or 4.
No, 3.
3. What else is in N?
Ninja Hattori.
This is better than that.
Yeah, unfortunately. New Fist of the North Star.
That's better than this.
That's better than this, unfortunately. And I don't remember what the third N was, so just give me 1 second. Nadia of the Blue Water.
I guess that was the best.
Uh-huh.
We ranked it backwards this time. We already gave you the ranking.
Yep.
And Nadia of the Blue Water wasn't good.
No, it was long, too.
I might watch New Fist of the North Star before I watch that again.
I would say the same thing, but if it was the show, I would not watch those movies again. Because we watched
the movies are short, though.
It's
comparison
fair.
To how long Nadia was and how bad both of them are.
But I've never seen the show, so if I was going to go back to Fist of the North Star, I would actually go to the actual show.
That's fair. Alright, we are spinning for category, yo. Gonna do that now. 3 short episodes. Well, turn it up.
3 short episodes. We did this the same night as the last episode, though.
TJ's pick, maybe. Yep, TJ's pick. Is that within this category?
Nope, that is whenever I want. So
are you going to keep it?
I'm going to keep it for now. Respin.
Respin.
Hold on.
Take TJ's pick out.
That one out. Let's do that. Save it for a letter that actually has too many things.
All right, so spin it again for category. Watch me Sean's pick. Oh, damn, no. Almost TJ's choice. Almost. Damn it, you should have picked. This is going to be terrible. I don't even know what it is. Oh, Maidens in Your Savage Season.
I should have picked. God damn it.
Oh, Maiden. Well, we don't know yet.
I think it's newer. It's the first one.
It is the first one. Jesus. It does look. It looks newish. 12 episodes. Not too bad. Drama school shonen. Shonen.
Not bad. It's tags either.
The girls in a high school literature club do a little icebreaker to get to know each other. Answering the question, what's one thing you want to do before you die? One of the girls blurts out, sex. Little do they know, the whirlwind unleashed by that word pushes each of these girls with different backgrounds and personalities onto their own clumsy, funny, painful, and emotional paths toward adulthood.
How's this a shonen?
I think this really should have had a comedy tag. Not that I think it's going to be a good comedy. I think it's going to be a terrible comedy, but I think it should have the comedy tag.
It's only
tag.
12 episodes.
All right, guys. Next episode, Oh Maidens in Your Savage Season.
Yep. Bye.